Sweating Singer, 19 minutes after 7 on this Monday morning. So many people for so long, Millsy, have thought an aspirin a day actually would help reduce the risk of heart attack or stroke, but it turns out that might not be right.
Well, the concept behind it was that it would thin your blood out. Mm. So if you had clotting, et cetera, then maybe it thins the blood and reduces the risk of clot. There may not be the evidence to support that. Professor John McNeil is with the medicine unit at the Monash University, and obviously he's trying to prevent more people from getting crook. Good morning to you, John.
Oh, good morning. It's Basil.
And Steve here as well, mate. Can you tell us about why it is that the aspirin a day might actually not be effective?
Yes, I think there's an old saying that there's nothing so uncertain as a sure thing, and we certainly thought that aspirin would be effective in preventing heart disease and stroke in older people.
Right.
But it turned out not to be. In fact, I think it's not at all likely to be helpful.
Okay, so what, could be damaging?
Yes, well, it's been long known that there's been a problem with bleeding which with aspirin, and this is a bigger problem as we get older. Mm.
And there's also a link with dementia, is that correct?
Well, we thought that there might be a preventive effect on dementia, but we couldn't find any evidence of that. In fact, the number of cases of dementia in our study were exactly the same on aspirin and placebo.
So, question then, Professor, how did your predecessors get it so wrong? How did the medical fraternity for so long have it so wrong?
Well, firstly, it is important to point out that aspirin has a very important role in people who have already had a heart attack or a stroke. And so I don't think our study has any impact on that at all.
No.
What we're talking about is aspirin for otherwise healthy people who've never had these sort of conditions.
Okay.
And we've all extrapolated from the beneficial effect that it's had in what we call secondary prevention, and thought that that would be equally effective when it was given to people without any previous problems.
So I've got to clarify this then. So what you're saying is that if you've had a stroke or had a heart attack and the doctors have subscribed or prescribed aspirin to you and you've used it, you're saying that you keep doing that, but it's not going to prevent someone from having a heart attack or stroke that hasn't had one.
That's right, yes, exactly.
Right, okay. So therefore, that's pretty a bit of information that everyone needs to be clear of. So if you're being told to be on aspirin because you've had a stroke or a heart attack, you must make sure you stay on it or go, at least consult your doctor. What about people that have got high cholesterol and maybe all the signs that they're heading for a stroke, high blood pressure, et cetera? So you're saying that an aspirin's not going to solve them?
No, I'm not. We're not saying that. We're saying that if you haven't had a heart attack or a stroke, then you should see your doctor for advice.
Right.
But the average person over 70 years of age who's otherwise well doesn't need to be taking aspirin. It's not going to help them at all. It's not going to prevent heart attacks or strokes or make them live longer or anything else.
Thank you for your time this morning.
No, it's a pleasure.
Good on you. Professor John McNeil there. He's from Monash University. Preventative medicine. I mean, a lot of people have been told by their doctor, you need to thin your blood out, mate.
That's interesting what he said there then. So the important point to note is if you've had a stroke or you've had some heart issues, then the benefit of aspirin is still there. But it's for the healthy people who have been taking it and thinking that, you know, that's what people have been told for years. I know people in my family, an aspirin a day because it helps thin the blood. These are people that hadn't had stroke or heart problems. In their cases, the research says no evidence of it.
But what I still don't understand is that if it's stopping people from actually having a heart attack once they've had a heart attack or having another stroke once they've had a stroke, why wouldn't it apply to someone that's never had one?
Yeah, that does make sense. But I'm sorry, I understand what you're saying. However, I'm just going on what the professor just
told
us.
Absolutely. He's in a much better position than me.
24 minutes after 7, how would you like to win $1,000? You could buy then as many preliminary final tickets as your barcodes will allow when they go on sale at 9 o'clock, or a lot of aspirin, or get yourself to Melbourne if that's what you want to do. 9221182. Stewie and Anara and his team, they've got your home covered. They'll help you shut out the cold and the heat while keeping your home looking very stylish. 9221882. Give us a preliminary final themed number.
Well, let's see. Subi will win by 23
that's
points.
That's the grand final.
Okay. West Coast Eagles will win by 23
points. West Perth will win by 23 points.
No, West Coast Eagles.
Oh, well, there you go. Millsy said it. West Perth to beat Subi Akko in the Waffle Grand Final. Let's start calling number 23 right after this. 24 after 7.